Welcome to This Week in History. Good morning, EPs. Look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On July 19, 1990, Kerry Packer regained control of the Channel 9 network. In 1987, he had received more than $1 billion for the network and paid only $725 million to regain it, but his bond was not returned with the network. On July 20, 1940, Winston Churchill first made his famous V for Victory sign using two fingers as his salute. His second-fingered salute, I for I won, has not aged quite so well in polite society. On July 21, 1988, Sydney began operation of its much-hyped monorail. It ceased operations in 2013 after a series of financial losses saw the New South Wales government determine the monorail was much more of a Shelbyville idea, despite it putting Brockway, Ogdenville and North Haverbrook on the map. On July 22, 1969, Aretha Franklin was arrested for disturbing the peace in Detroit. Police later alleged in court it was a minor infraction by Franklin, and she had reacted badly to the police simply asking for a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And on July 23, 1955, Chuck Berry released his first single, Maybelline. Given he wrote the single after 10 years of age, it is understood that he was not born with it. And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.